now rings time for more madness.
Lum made a bad mistake yesterday when, talking with Squire Skimp, he boastingly raised the value of their rabbits to $10 a pair, only to learn later that the Squire had just been appointed deputy tax assessor. As we look in on our friends today, we find Lum and Abner and Cedric down at the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is still trying to figure out some way to get those taxes reduced. Listen.
How many rabbits did you count?
I never finished counting them. Cedric's doing it, though.
Well, he'll get it all mixed up. You ought to count them yourself.
I just can't do it, Lum. I get so dead blame sleepy before I get done counting them things, I just can't finish them.
Sleepy?
Yes, it's just like counting sheep. Get up to about 100, and the first thing I know, Cedric's waking me up again.
For goodness sakes.
Fact is, I believe they work better than sheep.
I wanted Cedric to go find Squire Skimp for me.
Well, don't bother him now, Lum. He's been interrupted twice and had to start over again.
Well, we've got to see Squire before he sends that assessment in to the tax collector.
Yeah, well, he's over at the barber shop. Or was a while ago.
Yeah, I'll call him up and get him over here. I believe I can talk him down on that assessment.
And you had no business telling him that them rabbits was worth $10 a pair in the first place.
Well, I never knowed he was a deputy tax assessor. He taken advantage of us, is what he done.
Yeah, snake in the weeds.
They ought to make them fellas wear a sign on his hat, like them fellas that works on trains, saying conductor.
Well, that wouldn't help none if the sign said conductor, would it?
I mean, put a sign on him saying tax assessor, beware, or something like that.
Oh. Well, I'd get the folks on a train awful mixed up.
Well, what I mean is have one cap say conductor and the other one say tax collector.
Oh, yeah, sure. He could just change caps whenever he went to tax assess somebody.
Abner, it ain't the same feller. Oh, for goodness sake.
Huh?
Nothing, let it go.
Well, that Squire never told me he's working on a railroad, too.
Squire ain't working on no railroad.
They fired him already?
He never was working for the railroad.
Well, who is it going around with that conductor's cap on, assessing taxes in, trying to fool everybody?
Nobody. Nobody ain't wearing no conductor's cap.
Well, who takes up the tickets in, the tax assessor?
No, the conductor. How in the world do you get yourself so mixed up?
Well, it ain't my fault. That fella changing them caps every time you turn around is enough to mix anybody up.
Oh, too goodness. Let me call Squire Skimp before you get me so mixed up. I don't know what I'm doing, neither.
Yeah, tell him to put both signs on the same cap, Lum.
Huh?
He can put two signs on the same cap, a conductor and tax assessor, say one cap right away.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I know he'll be glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's the way I'd do it.
Hello, Mose. Hey, Squire Skimp there?
Just exactly.
Let me speak to him, please.
I seen a fella at the taxis on his cab once, but I think he's running a cab.
Hello, Squire. I just wondered if you could run over to the store for a few minutes.
Myself one, I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, Squire. Goodbye.
Is he coming over?
Yeah, he'll be over in a minute. Now, you keep out of it, Abner. Let me handle this thing myself. We got to get them taxes reduced.
Are you going to jump on him, Lum?
No, I've got a way studied up.
You have?
I found out this morning the only reason he taken that job was so he could get the assessment down on his house over there. You know what he assessed his property at?
His home place?
Yeah, $150.
Well, it's worth a heap more than that. That place is worth $2,000 or $3,000. He's cheating himself.
No, he just pays taxes on $150. He's cheating the government. And he put our taxes in way too high.
Yeah, well, now, you was the one that told him what them rabbits was worth, Lum. He never done it.
Well, no. He don't have to believe everything I say, does he?
Well, he said that he never thought they were worth that much, but you just insisted that they were worth $1,600, $10 a pair is what you said.
Yeah, he tricked me into that, though. I never knowed he was a tax assessor.
No.
Or to make them fellas wear signs like a conductor.
Huh?
Nothing, I'm sorry I said it. Here comes Squire.
Now, he ain't wearing no cap of no kind. Got on a hat, Mama.
I know it, I can see. Come in, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen.
How's railroading?
How's that, Abner?
Nothing, Squire. Don't pay no attention to him. Have a seat there.
Thank you, Mom.
I want to talk to you again about that assessment you put on them rabbits yesterday. That's a way yonder too high.
Now, what, Mom? We went over all of that yesterday, and there's nothing that I can do about it. You gave me the figures yourself, Mom. Said you had 321 rabbits. That's 160 pair, roughly. And you said they were worth $10 a pair. That's $1,600. That's the figures you gave me yourself.
Yeah, but you know how I exaggerate things, Squire. I was just joshing, I think.
Yeah, if you'd have had that other cap on to where we'd have known who you was, why, we wouldn't have said that.
Abner, I told you to keep out of this.
Oh.
Well, what cap is that, Abner?
Oh, he thinks you ought to wear a tax collector's cap, Squire.
You were the one that said that yourself.
Don't pay no attention to him, Squire. He's all mixed up. We couldn't get no $10 a pair for them rabbits if it was to try to go to sell them.
Well, now, I'm not interested in all that, Lum. I just put down the figure that you gave me. And now that you found out that I'm tax collector, why, you want to lower the value. That would be beating the state out of tax money. And, Lum, you surely know me well enough to know that I wouldn't be a party to any kind of a deal that was the least bit on the shady side.
What kind of assessment did you put on your home place over there?
I don't know that that has anything to do with this, Lum. In fact, the tax assessor isn't allowed to tell what other property is valued at, no.
Well, I happen to know that you put it in at $150. Ezra Seastrunk seen the paper when you was over there at his place yesterday.
I wouldn't believe Ezra on oath, Lum. Wouldn't believe Ezra, no.
Well, all right, Squire. I thought I'd talk to you about it first. But if you don't feel like making any changes, just leave our assessment at $1,600, and I'm going into the tax collector's office and see that your place is put back up to where it belongs.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Now, wait a minute. Not too hasty. That's your trouble, Lum. You always wanting to start something here with somebody. Now, there ought to be some way to adjust this equitably, Lum. Fair to both of us. As a deputy tax assessor, Lum, I'm a servant of the public. Now, that's why I took the job, as a great personal sacrifice to myself, just so that I could help my friends.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Not only acting in the capacity of tax assessor, but also as a very close personal friend of yours, Lum. I'm frank to tell you that I believe you placed the valuation of those rabbits of yours a little too high.
Well, that's just what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, I didn't understand what you were talking about, Lum. No. Now, what do you figure is a fair appraisal?
Well, I don't know, hardly.
We seen an advertisement in a farm journal where they was offering them for $5 a pair.
Abner.
Well, I think that's fair enough. Yes, now that'll just cut your valuation half in two.
I reckon that's all right. I just wish, though, we'd waited to buy that batch of rabbits off of Ezra's East Trunk. Got 208 just 2 or 3 days ago. Ordered Wade and let him pay the taxes.
Yes, that's too bad you didn't think about that, Lum. Too bad. But I have to assess you on the basis of the number you have when I call, Lum. So, let's see, now, we figure them at $5 a pair, then.
680.
Huh?
We've got 680 rabbits now.
Oh, why, we couldn't have that many, could we?
Yes, Mom. Nearly every one of them rabbits we got from SEC chunks has got little baby rabbits now.
Well?
Are you sure you count them right, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I count all their ears and then divide it by two.
Well, good for us.
Hey, Granny, that's making money in a hurry, you know it.
Well, now, according to these figures here, 680 rabbits at $5 a pair, that figure's $1,700. Why, Lom, you're $100 worse off than you was yesterday.
Huh?
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Very sorry.